This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After years, sometimes decades of waiting, victims of terror attacks against Americans overseas will soon begin receiving compensation. A $1.1 billion fund has been created stemming from a settlement struck by the U.S. government and the French bank BNP Paribas. BNP was accused of evading sanctions on Iran and other countries, Marketplace's Rima Crace reports.
Kathy Votaw was a newly minted lawyer living in Philadelphia when she got the news. Her father had been killed in a U.S. embassy bombing in Beirut. It was 1983.
He was 57, and he was in perfect health. We wanted some recognition that my dad's death was meaningful.
Votaw is one of more than 2,000 terror victims or their family members who will receive money from the compensation fund established by Congress in 2015. Kenneth Feinberg is special master of the fund.
In the past, there's never been a fund like this that's been funded entirely by restitution.
And not by taxpayer dollars, like the fund used to compensate victims of the September 11th attack. Stuart Neuberger represents many of the families who will begin receiving checks over the next month.
Some people might get $150,000, $200,000 from the fund. Others are going to get $2 million.
And he says some payments could go much higher. The fund will be supported for 10 years and could grow depending on future settlements between the U.S. and other banks accused of violating U.S. sanctions. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.